Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. There are two basic ways an investment portfolio can be managed, passively or actively. And there has been and continues to be a long-running argument over which way is better. Sometimes buying and holding index funds, for example, outperforms actively managed funds. But our next guest says that the current market cycle now warrants active management. Noel Swain is a certified financial planner with ProVest Wealth Advisors, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Spartanburg. Noel, welcome back to the program.
Good to be with you, Mike.
Walk us through a little bit more of your beliefs here on the current market cycle and why you think we are where we are.
I'll give you an example. Since 1970, we're in the seventh cyclical bull market. They lasted from 2 years to 9 years, and the one we're in right now is we're in our seventh year. Only two of them have lasted longer than the one we're in right now. One was 8 and one was 9 years. And so even if you believe that we're still going to have a bull market for a while, any prudent person would know that we are closer to the end of this bull market than we are to the beginning of it.
But Noel, who is to say that this is a new type of cyclical bull market that might go 10 or 15 years?
You know, that's true. We could have a bull market that would last that long. It's just that if you take a look at the price-earnings ratios, the Shiller P.E. ratio that we use, you see that the price of the market is pretty high. And when I'm looking at planning for someone's retirement or the income that they're going to get, I did some research into what I call the sequence of returns. That is, in what order you get the returns in the market. And I use the S&P 500 over the last 15 years. And first way, I ran it from 2000 through 2014, starting with $1 million and taking out 4% and increasing that 4% every year by inflation. And over that 15-year period, someone would have received over $775,000 in income, but they'd only have about $400,000 left because in 2000, 2001, and 2002 were all down years. Now, if you reverse that order and go from 2014 down to 2000, then you get out the same amount of money, but the person has over $1 million left. And even though the return was the exact same for the two portfolios, they just happened in a different sequence. And therefore, it really pulled the actual value of the account way down. So in the next few years, the first person, he's going to run out of money, whereas the second person would continue to receive his money for many, many more years simply because he got his returns on his investments in a different order. The reason that is important, Mike, is because when you invest your money for retirement and you're getting ready to take an income, the worst thing that can happen is for you to have a devastating loss right at the beginning of the time that you're starting to take your income. And that's what active management is there to do. It is a risk management strategy to make sure that when you're taking income, you don't suffer a devastating loss. It's not so much to get a much better return on your money, because in the long run, active management and passive management have very close to the same rate of return. But what you want to avoid when you retire is that devastating loss right at the front, and that's what scares so many people when they're getting ready to retire. They want to get a good return on their money. They just don't want to take a chance on losing half of it like they did in the 2008 downturn.
Well, Noel, interesting discussion. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Mike.
Noel Swain is a certified financial planner with ProVest Wealth Advisors, and he joined us by phone from his office in Spartanburg, South Carolina. And remember, you can hear this show again by visiting our webpage etvradio.org. Just click on podcasts. There you will find us. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.